We are live. It is The Rundown. It is Wednesday. It is October 25th. It is presented by Oakheart. Get your oak. Get your oaks and ginger. Drink them. Savor them. Savor them. Also, Lisa Mattresses, Mattresses, Mattresses. $100 off. Click on the link. It's a great mattress. Relatively good price mattress. It doesn't matter if you need the mattress today. You got to bank that. You put the $100 in the bank. When you need a new mattress, it's there. Let's get into it. Game one of the World Series goes to the Dodgers. Finals 3-1, right? Like the fastest baseball game ever played.
Like 2.5 hours.
Yep.
Lightning quick. Almost too quick. Great pitching duel. It was Clayton Kershaw with his, I'd say, defining career pitching performance.
Yep.
Koichel, Kirkle.
Keuchel. That was like a mix between Kershaw and Keuchel.
Yeah, it sounded like Keuchel, Chrysler.
Really made like two mistakes.
That's it.
And I, how do you not root for the redhead guy? He's so
Justin
ugly.
Turner?
You have to root for him.
Well,
Justin
I'll tell
Turner.
You, when,
yeah, this guy
when,
fucking.
When he used to
him.
Be on the fucking Mets, and you just let him go for nothing. That's how you don't root for him.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you like? If
why
you're
did
so anti-Mets, why wouldn't you then root for the guy that got released by the Mets and then went on to have
I'm actually not rooting against him. I actually am rooting for him, but it is like
why they let him go?
Because they're fucking stupid.
Kinda,
I mean, he was not
28.
He was not good.
He's a late bloomer.
He's very similar to Murphy in the sense that like there was enough of a sample size where it's like this guy is what he is, and then all of a sudden he's fucking awesome.
Murphy was at least playing every day. Like Turner wasn't given the opportunity to play every day with the Mets. They released him, and then he caught on with the Dodgers.
Just Mets
almost signed
Mets
with the Red Sox, by the way. They were like, I think they offered him a minor league deal, and he was picking between the Dodgers or the Red Sox, and he went with the Dodgers.
Kershaw just shit down your throat.
Well, I mean, he had a great game. There's no way. And if he has another great game, that's huge. It doesn't change the things of the past, but it
all right, you Karabas. Can't. Okay, that's
it's more than just one game, though, Dave.
No, you can't. I can't go back and say chokes all the time if he does it. Clearly, that changes the narrative, no doubt about it.
It's more than one game. Like, four out of his last six postseason starts, he's given up 2 earned runs or less.
That's good.
He has a problem with the home run ball, though. So I tweeted that out last night. It was like his last 14 hits that he's allowed in the postseason, 7 of them are home runs.
That's not good.
But a lot of them are solo home runs. I mean, it's just like last night. It's like he gives up the one solo home run and like that's it.
Yeah. No, it was a great performance, no doubt about
Juice balls.
Other question, totally side note. What did you think of the Red Sox PR, everybody thank Gordon Hayward at the same exact time?
Cringeworthy. I mean, like you couldn't have overnighted those jerseys. Like he fucking broke his ankle a week and a half ago and I can just picture John Henry being like, listen, like, I'm going to send you these jerseys, you're going to take pictures in them, and then you're just going to say how sorry you are. It's like, if it's not genuine, then don't fucking do it. Because it comes across as so contrived and fake, and it's like,
really
oh,
kinda
one Boston, one city. It's like, no, dude.
Is that something that other teams have done for other sports? Like, I don't know. That would seem like very over the top.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
It was very contrived. It was very late. I mean, if somebody wants to do one. I think
it was
when
cringy.
You start up everybody
it was
doing it, it's pretty bad.
You think Joe Kelly gives a fuck about Gordon Hayward's ankle? Like, right. He's on his porch with his Gordon Hayward jersey, giving the double thumbs up. It's like, I really have to interrupt my day because
like
the Red Sox PR department.
No, I was just going to say the lateness of the jerseys, like, they just put those on sale because Nike just got the contract, so they couldn't have got those. That was, like, the soonest they could have got it yesterday. So it should have happened the day after, but it just couldn't.
But
even,
like, even after,
if they cared, they could have tweeted
definitely
something.
Yeah, it would have
like,
looked
post
weird.
Post a picture
but
of him. Like, anything. It's just...
Or just be like...
Or just, like, don't do anything.
Yeah.
The guy got injured playing basketball, right. And he's going to, like, be okay.
Yeah.
It's not like some tragedy or he's sick or something like that. I don't know. Injuries happen.
I think the Red Sox are, like, high-fiving themselves still over it. Oh, do they still have... who was their media wizard? He left for a little bit.
Oh, fucking Steinberg.
Yeah.
He went to the Dodgers, but then he came. He's back.
Yeah. That guy.
He's great, though.
That guy loves
like, when it comes to pregame ceremonies, the Red Sox are in first place all the time.
Yeah.
They cannot turn down a celebration, that fucking team.
Hot topic. Hot. And they went through that phase where they were like, they were like, we're going to dedicate the 8th seat in the 4th row and call this like the hot dog seat. And they do like a big, they were just celebrating everything. Yeah.
They in 2012, when they were a dumpster fire, they had an 8-year celebration of the 2004 World Series.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was just
8th anniversary. You know, that's a big one. That's a big one. Come on.
It was like the 3/4 way to St. Patrick's Day. Women's sports, obviously, a big topic conversation. So I forget who was doing this, but it was a full-blown panel to talk about women in sports from a men's perspective. All men, including our boy Sal Pal.
Your guy.
Who does Tom Brady sell his Uggs boots to? Women. And women don't like cheaters. That's Sal Pal.
And he sells Uggs. Guys don't go into the mall and buy Uggs. Women do. And if you're that Australian boot company, you're saying to Tom Brady, hey, man, women don't like cheaters. They don't like liars, and they don't like cheaters.
I know.
This was canceled.
Word for word.
It actually
like that's not even like an exaggerated take. Right. Like that's
that
literally
like,
what he said.
Literally what he said. Yeah. And then I tried to ask him about it at Media Day, where the media...
I thought it was his book signing.
No. I asked him at Super Bowl Media Day.
It was both.
There's no way it's going to happen.
Why?
Have a nice day.
Why? The Uggs thing. The Uggs. We have to clarify Uggs.
You see, the thing is, if you're going to ask me a question, I have to answer the
okay,
question.
Okay, so here's...
So you, I don't want you to harass me.
I won't.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
So my answer is, Mort's my colleague, my teammate, and my friend, and I support him 1,000%.
But that wasn't really an answer.
That's my answer, though.
He said no at me today. I brutally accosted him at the, at the signing day, which is still the biggest I don't know what the fuck I'm doing moment when I accosted Sal Pal at Foxborough in the pro shop. Why he thought he could do a book signing at that time here. Everyone knew who I was, Pats fans. I went up to him. There's security around, and Sal Pal started looking around for help. And all the security backed, like, you know that Simpsons gif when they back into the trees?
But you're on your own now, Sal.
It was just vacant with angry Patriot fans screaming at him, answer the question, Sal. It was bad. Even
no one
I was
told
like,
you to leave?
What?
Nobody told you to leave?
They left him on an island. Everybody
That's like, I was talking to Coley about, like, back in the day in, like, the 90s when, like, they would have the fights with the Yankee fans and, like, Yankee fans would get beat up. But they would eject the Yankees fans.
Yeah.
Who do you think the security guards are? They're Red Sox fans.
Right. No, that day, Sal Pal was looking around for help and there was nobody. He just sat there and took it with that smile. Anyways, the conference canceled. And you want to talk about being tone deaf. We may be tone deaf. That is tone deaf.
How do these things even make it through the first level of like, is this a good idea? Let's try it out. Before you organize like five different people, put out promotional like posters, hype it up, all that shit. How does it get to even like 1/10 of the way of there?
Right. Even if like you even put one or two women on the panel, like at least mix it up. Like how are you going to have a panel talking about women in sports where it's just all dudes? If that's what you're trying to change the narrative that women belong in sports, especially ESPN, because they put Jess Mendoza on the broadcast. So if you're at the forefront of that, how do you have a panel where it's just dudes?
Sal,
who would even listen to that?
Sal Pal, though, I think brought it down because he was the tweeted because he's a tone deaf moron, and he's like, and he's like, look how exciting this panel I'm on, all men talking about how we treat women in sports. It's like, Sal Pal, you just ruined the whole conference. You shouldn't have accepted, and you are an idiot, good sir. Good day to you. This wedding crasher story. So we have a woman who showed up at a wedding, arrested. Her boyfriend was invited to the wedding. She's dating him, clearly mad that the boyfriend went. Showed up, supposedly he's dancing on the dance floor. They're necking maybe a little bit.
No, it said that he was kissing her.
Kissing her.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing. If you're dating somebody, you can't show up at a wedding. You can't accept an invite from another single woman to go to a wedding. In my mind, the woman shows up, you can bottle him. You can break the bottle and stab him and watch him bleed to death on the dance floor. That is fair.
The craziest part of the story was that after she attacked the girl, didn't she go in the bathroom and then there was like a mob that went after her and like attacked her?
I didn't read that far.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, then they're in the wrong.
That's the worst part of the story. Like imagine like, can anyone here speak to being cheated on before?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine walking
hey,
in
hand up.
On like the cuck cycle dude and then beating him up and then getting attacked for that. It's like,
it's
what
crazy.
Are you talking about? Like I'm in the
wrong.
Well,
but if someone rolls up in your wedding and is fucking beating up a guest, you don't care about what the circumstances are. You're just like, fuck that.
But like, why would you get attacked for defending it? Like, I just got cheated on. I watched it.
If someone just rogue runs into your wedding and starts smashing people with bottles or whatever this chick did,
yeah.
No one's gonna be like, hang on, let me figure out the circumstances before I pick sides.
For all I know, that happened at your wedding.
You
couldn't
see anything.
I couldn't see. Whoa.
By the way, someone.
Whoa.
What did you do?
Like I shrank.
Someone that I know took a class with the cuck cycle dude and said he's like a legit midget.
Good.
like shorter than
hits
you.
Hits keep coming for him.
Good. You really mixed this into a cuck cycle attack.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just saying.
Just dig it out.
I'm over it. I don't care. The only thing, the flip side, I gave that whole thing, you probably should break up with your boyfriend if he's like, I'm going on a date to a wedding.
Well,
did he bring the girl?
He was invited as a guest and
right.
He said yes.
And he went solo.
No.
And then he just happened to find a girl.
No.
He met the girl there. Right. Did he meet the girl there or did he bring the girl? Like that's important.
Yeah, I'm not on your side. I think this guy went solo to the wedding and then hooked up with the girl.
Yeah. Oh. Well, even still, that's a problem. You got a single invite, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on that.
I think the question is how long were they together for? Because if they were together for like 2 months.
And Jared has like a girl that he's like, he's smashing chicks every other week and then he finds a girl, he's like, I'm dating her. It's like, I'm not inviting that girl.
Yeah. But if you're dating the girl for two months, single to a wedding,
you're trying to smash. That's just a fact.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're dating somebody, then the significant other has every right to show up and start
You would get invited if you were dating.
Correct.
Like, if it was I think like it depends on the relationship and then how you know the bride and groom.
Yeah, but if you know the bride and groom closely, then you get a plus one.
Not necessarily.
If you don't give plus ones to your friends and family, then you shouldn't even have a wedding. You should be.
I think there's a lot of people. I think when you start doing the plus one game, all of a sudden your wedding's fucking 1,000 people.
Yeah, but
you got to draw the line somewhere. And if it's like my buddy who's like dating some chick for a minute, it's gonna be her.
Well, then right, but it doesn't sound like that's the case. We got this cow trampling thing going on. And where is it?
Good old India.
India?
Wait, did you really have to ask that question?
The Hindu Times.
Where else could that possibly be going on?
I love the move. Like, we live in this day and age where everyone just says, I'm a changed person. I no longer feel this way. I don't tweet like this. I don't do this like that anymore. You know what? If you
how is this going to connect? I'm waiting for this.
If you go...
Because they believe it. They literally believe it.
If you go get run over by cows in the street... It's the process is to get rid of your sins.
Oh,
so if you go do this.
Got it.
I'm not like.
Oh, I thought it was for good luck.
No.
This is to repent.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's both.
What are you, Catholics?
We pop in, we
say
sorry,
bullshit.
We pop out.
Anybody
it is
can
the
do
best
that.
System
have a couple fucking chips.
World.
Hey, I did this, I did that. I committed capital offenses. I robbed, I steal, yep. I pillage. I went in this little booth for 10 seconds. I told this guy wearing a cloak I did it. Now I'm cool.
It is the best system
that
in the world.
That is a joke.
Hey, read a couple poems.
Sometimes, you know what? You don't even sometimes need to go. You can just be like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. And you're good.
It's nuts.
Let me tell you, if you get run over by a cow, to say you're sorry, you're a fucking idiot.
No, that I can do.
No,
that.
No.
Then it's like real business. Like, well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that, but then I went and laid the street and 3,000 heavy cattle ran over me. Then I'm like,
what a bunch of suckers.
What he did in the past doesn't matter anymore.
Come on to
do they
my
not
team.
Have the internet in India? Like, it's like in the 1700s when they used to like cut themselves to let the bad blood out when they were sick. It's like, oh, I have sick blood in me. I'll just let it leak out. We figured out that that's not actually how it works.
Listen.
Mr. Spirituality over here is going to tell us.
But this
that
didn't
you think
seem
you're
I'm
run
not
over
about spirituality.
So
if you tell me, I'm going to the Breeders' Cup in a week, right? You tell me there's a place I can go let heavy cattle run over me and it increases my chances maybe a little bit to win a couple races. Sign me up for the cattle.
But wouldn't you want to see some like statistics first? Be like, oh yeah, these people, like 1,000 people went to go get run over by cattle.
No, the only statistic is that anybody died.
If so, right. I'm sure people have died.
So all right, I can just say things like, all right, go get, if you get hit by a car out there today, your chances to win will be higher.
Well, no, because that's like death.
Well, don't, you know,
getting run
guys,
over by a fucking
Kevin, you
cow
don't gamble.
Is...
You trust me. I guarantee you every gambler out there is like, if it increases me 7 to 10% luck to go let 1,000 heavy cattle run over my face, they're doing it, including me.
I wish you would just get run over by a cow. I wish. I wish.
That's the rundown.
American Express grudge back on.
Nope, found the ladies' contact back off. I'm gonna get a new card. I'm gonna be back in the game.
Did Churning get involved in this?
Dancing, shaking that ass. What?
Yeah, did Churning get involved? Uncle Pete move? Do you think all of a sudden things materialized after we found out that Pete Churning was on the board?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think
He's
so.
Probably a little too busy.
That'll be a nice move though. That's the rundown. Game two tonight.
Yep.
Prediction.
What's
the matchup?
I think Dodgers go up 2-0.
What's Darvish?
What is the matchup tonight? No.
Hill?
Oh yeah, Rich Hill, fucking Milton's own. So you got to be rooting for Rich Hill.
It's weird. I feel like I played two Hill brothers in like Legion, but they couldn't have. They'd be much older.
Do you think this World Series has juice? I can't tell because I'm just coming
nationally,
off the Yankee hate. I don't give a fuck.
Nationally, I don't think
Dodgers
so.
Have a great looking stadium. I wish Vin Scully would like call an inning. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said he wanted to stay away from the whole thing. Like, I'm surprised he's even going to the games.
I know. Why?
He said, like, once I'm out of the booth, I'm out of the booth. He said, like,
yeah, but
life
it's like,
is
but,
he gave
but,
something,
dude,
like,
know,
very
it's
depressing.
Like, come on, guy.
He was like, life goes on and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no,
just,
dude,
just
you're like,
do
you're
one
the Dodgers.
More series for the fucking World Series and then call
it'd,
it one.
It'd yeah. be electric.
Yeah, and Feidelberg
be like wrestling.
Is a big-time Vin Scully hater. I think that's the worst take he's ever had.
Well, no, it's not that he hates Vin Scully. It's that
he,
like,
he thinks
everybody
he's
sucks his dick to a
well,
crazy
he deserves
yeah.
to
but
get his
he
dick sucked.
He deserves it. He's yeah. the greatest announcer who ever lived. So, I mean.
Yeah. We did reach a point, like, 2 years ago where, like, everything he said was, like, going
well,
viral.
Well,
it was like,
I,
all
I'm
right,
not,
he was,
I'm not even
you know.
Talking about the stories necessarily, which are interesting. His voice is.
He's
I mean,
incredible.
It's just,
he's the best there ever yeah, was.
It's yeah. like David Allen Boucher, but yeah. baseball.
Bedtime magic.
Yeah. Shout out to Fordham.
That's just a massive David. He's gotten a bunch of shout outs here, David Allen Boucher.
He deserves it.
He does deserve them.
2 years ago, there was literally a viral video about Vin Scully talking about dirt.
You know, looking at Clayton Kershaw's uniform with all the dirt on it, it reminds us about the importance of dirt to certain people. And if you go back, you know, first of all, the umpires get a certain dirt and they rub the new balls before putting them in the game. Back in 1916, the Yankees were playing in the Polo Grounds. And whenever the Washington Senators came to New York to play the Yankees, would you believe they brought their own dirt? You're saying, what? Yeah, they did.
Yeah. No, I agree that we went through that phase as he's retiring, but his voice is
no. He's got a good voice, but we had it was
good
like
as light.
It was like a viral video.
Good
like,
as soft.
Watch Vin Scully talk about dirt for a full inning.
I know, but that's the magic. It's like you can actually listen to that, and it's
that's
like
fair.
Interesting.
What'd you get a surgery?